Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Winter made a comeback and caused a lot of car crashes around the state.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, Utah Highway Patrol tells me this morning, since yesterday morning, we've had almost 150 crashes around the state, and most of them have happened along the Wasatch Front. Sergeant Chris Bishop tells me most have been single car crashes where people have lost control in the bad weather.
Whatever speed we can control our vehicles is a proper speed. Anything above that is too fast for conditions, and that's what we saw yesterday, is people losing control.
Thankfully, out of all of those crashes, including some rollovers, we don't know of any serious injuries that have been reported as of yet. Bishop says people wearing their seatbelts are a big reason why. Live in the Salt Lake Valley, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
As we mentioned a moment ago, these storms are going to keep on coming, too. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Yeah, Tim, from up here at the top of Ensign Peak, you can see that the mountainsides and the rooftops are all painted white with snow. There's clouds in the sky, too, but their sprinkler system really is going to turn on for the next few days, starting with more rain and snow showers today and tomorrow.
We'll dry out on Wednesday, partly cloudy, 55. It's short-lived. We got another chance for showers with a high of 60 on Thursday.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says that temperature-wise, we're about 10 below the normal today, but it's a steady climb into warmer territory until we shake off the rain on Thursday.
Friday and Saturday both with highs in the upper 50s, then 61 for Easter Sunday with a slight chance for some showers.
So it'll be a good idea to keep your rain jacket on your shoulders or tie it around your hips the rest of this week. Reporting live from Ensign Peak, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The weekend storms added a lot more snow to the mountains. The KSL Weather Center says some of the top weekend totals include Alta, which reported 30 new inches in 48 hours. Snowbird had 26, Brighton 22, Solitude 20. In the valleys, Brigham City, Red Butte, and Draper reported over an inch of rain, with Holiday, Alpine, Hill Air Force Base, and Woods Cross with just under an inch.
And of course, all that new snow will mean an extended spring skiing season. Here's KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Snow Basin, Deer Valley, and Park City have announced they'll be open until the third week of April, and with more snow happening this week, we could see other resorts following suit. Director of Communications for Ski Utah, Allison Palmentier, says our extra snowy February really helped create these perfect spring skiing conditions.
KSL's top national stories now. Utah isn't the only place dealing with storms. ABC's Allison Kosick is on the storm watch.
A spring wallop across the country. 16 states from California to Michigan under winter alerts. The Twin Cities covered with snow and ice.
It's almost April and we're going to get the pretty hefty snowstorms.
It's pretty crazy.
Winter storm warnings for Minnesota and Wisconsin in effect through Tuesday. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. More than a foot of snow possible in some areas.
Strong, dry winds have much of Texas under a fire watch.
Several of our local school districts are holding spring break over the next few weeks, and those taking a flight out of town to find warmer weather should not have to deal with any more flooding at the airport tunnels.
The underground tunnel between the two concourses flooded several weeks ago. Airport spokesperson Nancy Vollmer says it was a short-lived delay.
We're able to use the tunnel, and we're able to do that about, 3 hours after the initial flooding was discovered.
Passengers were detoured to a service tunnel or shuttled to their next gates. Vollmer says some pumps were used to clear the water and more pumps will be installed as a permanent solution. She says the tunnel is essentially a floating tunnel as it sits on an old lake bed. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic still backed up several areas, including northbound on 215 near the 21st South Freeway. We've got delays on I-15 at 33rd South. We've got I-80 backed up near Saltaire because of another crash. I-15's slow in Springville and in Pleasant Grove. And SR-73 getting buried in snow out by Eagle Mountain. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Salt Lake City police say they've arrested a suspect in last summer's fatal shooting in front of the former New Yorker nightclub. KSL.com reports officers detained 23-year-old Molotani Fasiki Vianuku on Friday. Salt Lake Police Chief Mike Brown says this arrest caps a lengthy investigation, and he hopes it ends the fear of retaliation within the community.
The total solar eclipse won't be visible here in Utah next month, so a lot of people plan to make a road trip. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
Tracking more than 150,000 geotagged posts on X, the car seat company DNO determined Utahns are more likely than people from any other state to travel to see the eclipse. The eclipse's path spans from Mexico, northeast from Texas to New York. One of the closest cities you'll be able to see the total eclipse from, and the city that most people are traveling to, is Dallas, Texas.
We will be able to see a partial eclipse here in Utah.
In sports, Utah State's magical season came to an end last night. The Aggies surpassed expectations, winning the Mountain West Conference regular season title and then making it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Man, they ran into a buzzsaw when they played number one seed Purdue.
But what a great season they had.
It was, and as we mentioned earlier, they were actually picked preseason to finish ninth in the conference.
So people did not see the talent there.
No, they didn't. Wow. And the development that was done by that coaching staff.
Major League Baseball star Shohei Ohtani will talk to reporters for the first time since his former interpreter was accused of stealing millions of dollars from him. More from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The Dodgers fired Ipe Mizuhara last week after questions were raised about wire transfers amounting to more than $4.5 million allegedly sent from Ohtani's bank account to a California bookmaker. Mizuhara initially told ESPN that Ohtani knew about his gambling debts and paid them off for him, but a day later, Mizuhara insisted Ohtani had no knowledge of the debts and had not transferred the money. A spokesperson says Ohtani is the victim of a massive theft.
The IRS says they are also investigating the former translator.
One more basketball note to pass along. The Utah women's basketball team won their first round game in the NCAA tournament over the weekend. The fifth-seeded Lady Utes are going to play their next game tonight. Boy, they have to do it in Spokane against Gonzaga.
That's going to be tough.
Going to be a tough one with a chance to advance to the Sweet 16. That tip-off in Spokane is set for 8:30.
But go Lady Utes.
Absolutely.
They look great this season. All right, we do have some delays, especially in Eagle Mountain, where we've had snow in Eagle Mountain this morning, and not just there. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather, KSL presents the story unbiased.
It's a good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
You know, Deb, we've had some crazy weather lately, some big winds. Obviously, we're always dealing with snowstorms in the winter, but it's got me thinking about a standby generator.
You need to call Master Electrical, not only for bad weather, but think about Grandma and Grandpa, and they're on a medical device. They need electricity at all times. That's why you need a standby generator.
Yeah, this is where the blackouts really can become, quite frankly, dangerous. I've got an electric vehicle. What if that's your only vehicle? Now you can't get anywhere if you've lost electricity. That's why the standby generator is so crucial.
Master Electrical's generator department is the premier dealer for Generac.
Of course, they sell these, but they also handle the service and installation.
They have different financing that fits almost any budget.
With any new purchase and installation, Dave and Dujanovic listeners are going to receive 2 years of free maintenance and fleet service.
That's where Master Electrical is going to monitor your generator. They're going to run weekly tests, and they're going to make sure you don't have any service alerts.
Find out more at masterelectrical.com.
Well, hello, it's me again. And like me, I'll bet you're ready for spring and a little green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $199.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So for a lush, healthy, green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
We're going to continue to watch these storms as they pass through this week. 4 of the next 6 days could have rain and or snow mixed with them. So travel safely. Make sure you give yourself a little extra time. It's 8:09. You'll need that extra time this morning for sure. It's emergency traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
We've got a crash on I-15 in South Salt Lake near 33rd South. Slowdowns are stretching back from this crash towards 4500 South. If you're coming out of Tooele County, you still got to get through that icy portion of I-80 near SR 202 where there's a crash on the right shoulder. And 21st South Freeway delays continue to be a thing between Bangor and 215. Heather?
No accidents reported right now in Weber and Davis County, but we do have some slowing southbound I-15 as you approach downtown Salt Lake City. You also are going to see some slowdowns on 200 North heading eastbound away from Flint Street toward I-15. That is due to lane restrictions. And then you still have some icy conditions, especially on West Davis Highway on most of the bridges. Eric.
We got some wet conditions in Utah County and some northbound slowdowns on I-15 between the two Springville exits. Further up the line in Linden as you go from 1600 North and Orem up to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. But the slowest spot remains SR-73 out in Eagle Mountain because of snow falling pretty much through all of the morning commute. And now folks are slowing down on Pony Express because they've got folks trying to use that as an alternate trying to get up into Saratoga Springs. Spring into performance with Jody Wilkinson's new Acura MDX. All-wheel drive and safety never looked so good. Leases at $589 monthly. Details text Acura to 57500. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Normal high this date is 58 degrees. We'll only get to 48, 10 below the normal, with a chance for rain and snow showers. Overnight, dipping off to 33 with scattered snow showers. Tomorrow, 48 again, with a chance for some rain and snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 37 degrees in Salt Lake City.
So the average age to buy a home now is 44 years old.
Holy cow, yeah, it's about the time you can afford it, right?
Isn't that something? Debbie Dujanovic joins us in a moment to talk about that here on KSL.
Stay with us and remember to watch for us streaming live all the time at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This Monday Tax Tip is brought to you by Susan Spears, CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs.
If you haven't already funded your retirement for 2023, do so by April 15th. That's the deadline for contributing to a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Making the deductible contribution could help you lower your tax liability this year. To qualify for the full annual IRA deduction in 23, you must either 1. Not be eligible to participate in a company retirement plan, or 2. If you're eligible, your adjusted gross income must be less than $73,000 for single or head of household filers, or $129,000 or less for couples filing jointly. The maximum IRA contribution you can make is $6,500, or $7,500 if you're 50 or older. Discuss your IRA deduction options with your CPA.
Get the most out of your income tax preparation when you hire a CPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. Listen to KSL on Monday for more tax tips from the Utah Association of CPAs.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes, we make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow, maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
In the history of the world, nobody has ever said, yay, we need a new roof. But when things aren't quite right up there, don't wait. Call IWC Roofing, the highest rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC has been in business since 1997, and they offer the best value pricing in Utah, along with the best warranty in the business. They're one of the few Owens Corning Platinum certified roofers in the entire state. They have their own installers, no subcontractors crawling around on your roof. And at IWC Roofing, they'll send you pictures from up on the roof to show that you're getting exactly what you paid for. In most cases, they'll re-roof your home in one day. They'll clean up and pressure wash your driveway. IWC roofs more homes than any other company in Utah, so they can offer you a better price. And right now, an extra $1,500 off your new roof. Call IWC Roofing for a no-pressure quote, 801-232-5690. Call 801-232-5690 or go to IWCRoofingUtah.com.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the rain and snow we saw this weekend are sticking around through Thursday. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, Salt Lake City police say they have arrested a suspect in last summer's fatal shooting in front of the former New Yorker nightclub.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Crash I-15 near 33rd South. It was right at the top of the on-ramp. They're moving it over to the far right shoulder right now, but slowdowns start in Murray from the crash. We've got wet conditions and I-15 really backed up going from Linden up into Pleasant Grove right now as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
More scattered rain, snow, showers today and cool. I'm Matt Johnson.
Here comes the sun, Tim.
I noticed that.
37 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's get a quick check of our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. A leadership shakeup at embattled Boeing, where the CEO, Dave Calhoun, is stepping down at the end of the year. ABC's Mike DeBusky said the board chairman and the CEO of commercial airplanes are also leaving.
It comes less than 3 months after a door plug blowout left a gaping hole in an Alaska Airlines Boeing jet mid-flight. Calhoun called the incident a watershed moment for the company.
Former President Donald Trump is in a New York City courthouse for a hearing in a hush money case involving adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Today is also the day that New York's attorney general can begin to seek enforcement of the business fraud judgment against him. More on that from ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Today's the deadline for Donald Trump to put up the full amount of the judgment in a bond so he can pursue his appeal. His attorneys have said that has proven to be practically impossible. For the moment, there's no telling what's going to happen next. The New York Attorney General might seek to begin the complicated process of having some of Trump's assets seized. But Trump is also hoping for a last-minute intervention by a state appeals court.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet today with Israel's defense minister ahead of an upcoming meeting between U.S. and Israeli officials over plans for Rafah. The U.S. opposes a major military action. Federal appeals court could rule this week on the legality of the Texas statute allowing police to arrest and detain people suspected of entering the country illegally.
Critics of Texas SB 4 say it opens the door to racial profiling and improper arrests. In El Paso County on the U.S.-Mexico border,
our office is very committed to making sure that no one's civil liberties are violated.
District Attorney Bill Hicks.
If we see even the hint of that in a case, we will not prosecute.
He's telling police officers they must actually witness firsthand a person crossing the border illegally in order to make an arrest.
It's ABC's Jim Ryan. LA Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani says he'll speak to reporters today for the first time since a gambling investigation was opened by Major League Baseball. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, one of the stories we're following this morning is the high cost of housing here in the state. You were listening, Debbie.
Yes.
We all say we would never move to California, too expensive. Mm-hmm. We would never go to Hawaii. We couldn't afford to live there. Utah's third on the list behind those two states.
Is that crazy?
We're lucky if we got into a house many years ago because it's just so unaffordable now. I'm in the mid-fives. If you're lucky, you can find a home at that price. But what caught me really off guard in this Deseret News report that we've all been working with this morning and reporting about this morning is that the average age of a home buyer is about the time you hit your midlife crisis now in this country. It is 44 years old.
That's sad.
Can't afford to do it before you're making a decent income. And maybe you're married and you have a two-income family. But what struck me in this article is a little further down in this article. And as I was reading it, I thought, no wonder people can't afford to buy homes. Listen to the difference between the rate of increase of incomes compared to housing. Deseret News reporting from 2000 to the year 2023, so last year, median income in the U.S. increased by about 63%. So it got up to about $68,000 a year. Median home prices went up by more than 240%.
Oh my gosh.
So that explains why Americans have to wait till they hit their midlife crisis to get their new Maserati.
Or now it just be
and
a
not
home.
Even a Maserati. Maybe you're just sticking with the Nissan Leaf, and you're getting into a home at the age of 44. And Utah is one of the most expensive places in the nation,
wow.
Like you said, Tim, behind Hawaii and California. And we've always known that Hawaii's expensive.
Yeah.
We've always known California's expensive.
Well, look, there's a lot of factors, too. I mean, we've reported that people are waiting longer to get married. Mm-hmm. So you don't have a dual-income family until you're older these days.
Today, I'm going to take you around the country to tell you where you can get a home for half price.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's go. We're gonna fly around the country in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to tell you where you can get a home for half the price of the cost of a home in Utah.
Okay.
Interesting. Dave and Deb coming up top of the hour. It's Dave and Dujanovic. And just a reminder that this portion of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Revere Health.
Let's get another look at traffic and weather together. It's emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, slowdowns on I-15 continue to be an issue from 53rd South up to 33rd, although the crash is cleared. Over on 215's west side belt, the crash is still there, but the delays have cleared going up past 201. Redwood, though, pretty backed up right now, coming up on I-80. In fact, it's slow from 500 South all the way up to the I-80 overpass near North Temple. And then traffic out of Tooele County, I-80 still slow near Saltaire because of icy conditions. Heather?
No major delays southbound I-15 between Ogden and Salt Lake, but we do have quite a bit of congestion on US 89, both northbound and southbound approaching I-84 in South Weber. That's pretty typical this time of the morning. You also have fairly good speeds on Legacy Parkway in the West Side Belt if you need to get to the airport. But some of the roads are still a bit icy, especially bridges and exit ramps on West Davis Highway. We've heard UHP asking for salt trucks on that roadway. Eric.
Eagle Mountain drivers still have it tough trying to go through town on SR-73. In fact, a lot of them have chosen to try to use Pony Express Parkway, but that's also slowed through the south end of town and eventually into Saratoga Springs. So there's a no good drive out of Eagle Mountain this morning. If continuing on from Redwood Road, you have your usual slowdowns on 2100 North and I-15 slowing through Linden from 1600 North and Orem up to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. Discover the power of hands-on learning at Tooele Technical College. With affordable, flexible, and achievable technical education, your future begins here. Apply today at tooeletech.edu. That's tooeletech.edu. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. We've got highs running 10 below the normal today at 48 with a chance for rain, snow, showers. Tomorrow, same deal, 48 rain, snow, showers. 55, partly cloudy on Wednesday as a quick-moving small high-pressure system moves through Utah. 60 with a chance for showers on Thursday. We'll go 57, mostly cloudy skies on Friday. Upper 50s and cloudy again on Saturday. Easter Sunday, slight chance for showers, but milder at 61. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
That sun tucked back behind the clouds again. 37 degrees now in Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you this morning by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
We would like to send you to the Jazz game tonight. The Mavericks are in town. We've got a pair of lower bowl seats. You can text the word Jazz right now to 57500, but in 20 minutes.
We're going to have another keyword. That means you get your name in twice today. So good luck.
Good luck if you're listening then.
This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Zero Res. Jake Stone is back with us here. I know it doesn't look like it today, Jake, but it is springtime, and I know you've got a great deal going on for those that want to get a jump on spring cleaning.
Oh, man, I know. Sometimes that weather is just harsh, and it's harsh on our carpet, but it is springtime, and it's definitely time to get cleaned. It's an awesome deal. $25 per room. There is a four-room minimum. You got to clean at least four rooms, but you can clean as many rooms as you would like at that $25 per room. Also, 25% all other surfaces. So if you're wanting to get your tile cleaned or your air ducts cleaned or any other surface, 25% off.
I was just thinking I should have the grout in my tile cleaned again. So I think I might jump on this, especially because I think about when I clean my house, I do a pretty good job. But I don't think I get all the bacteria and the, you know, the dust and the dander that gets stuck down in the carpet out.
Yes. And that's the biggest thing. Your carpet's the biggest filter in your home. And a lot of times we forget the other surfaces are filters as well. The upholstery, the mattresses, the grout in our tile. And getting them professionally cleaned is the best way to make sure that those filters are cleaned out and vibrant and clean for us to live on.
You have never come into my home and not left us satisfied, but I hope you can explain your Gotta Love It guarantee to all of our listeners out there because it's important.
It is important. It's 30-day Gotta Love It guarantee. One of the biggest stigmas with carpet cleaning is when you get your carpets cleaned, it's going to get dirty again real fast. Well, we don't use any of the soaps or detergents in our cleaning process. And so this guarantee is huge because in our industry, the concern always is, man, it's going to get dirty again in 2 weeks. Well, guess what? If it does, we're going to come back out and take care of it. It's 30 days. Gotta love it guarantee.
This is Clean Week. So that's the promo code Clean Week to get. Oh, tell them about what the special is one more time.
$25 per room. And that's 4 room minimum, but as many rooms as you'd like, or 25% off of all other surfaces.
All right, here's a number to call, 801-288-9376. You can also find them at ZeroRes.com. Remember, ZeroRes, spell it backward or forward. It's the right way to clean.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at AnyHourServices.com.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Music streaming app Spotify wants you to learn something new. That's why UK users are testing the app's new video feature. The app is teaming up with third parties like BBC and Skillshare to provide video lessons. The first two are free, but will cost you after that.
Chick-fil-A is backtracking from its decades-old no antibiotics ever pledge. Instead, it will embrace a standard known as no antibiotics important to human medicine. The antibiotics used in livestock can attribute to human antibiotic resistance.
KSL Drive's automaker Stellantis is under fire for telling 400 of their employees to work from home for a day, and then they let them go on that day. The company asked all of them to join a web meeting where they were told they were losing their jobs. Stellantis says the layoffs are to improve efficiency and optimize cost structure.
Sad thing is, last week when they made the announcement everybody would be forced to take a day off, they knew it.
Oh, they knew.
They knew this was coming. That was all the chatter on social media. All right, markets first full hour are down about 100 points now on the Dow. That's a quarter of a percent. The S&P is off 7, the NASDAQ down about 15.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll get another check. It's still super slow for Eagle Mountain drivers trying to get over to I-15. We'll check that in the rest of your commute just ahead.
Revere Health is dedicated to making healthcare easier and more accessible by offering the latest technologies to improve the patient experience. We offer convenient telehealth appointments so you can receive care from the comfort of your own home. We also offer an online patient portal called Follow My Health that enables you to manage your healthcare online. When you download the Follow My Health app, you can exchange direct messages with your doctor, view lab and test results as soon as they are available, renew prescriptions, and review upcoming appointments. If you're ready to schedule your annual physical for 2024, we've made that easier too. Revere Health now offers the ability to schedule appointments online for primary care and select specialties. Visit our website at reverehealth.com to learn more or to schedule your next appointment online. Through these convenient solutions, Revere Health demonstrates its commitment to quality, patient-centric care every day. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Our lives are full of choices these days.
Some are less important.
Look at all these shows and movies. I don't know what to watch.
But other choices are key to the way we understand the world and our place in it.
When you select KSL, listening on Alexa or in the car,
you've made the right choice.
You could choose to do nothing. You could opt out.
So thank you for engaging, for choosing this station.
KSL News Radio.
829. Sounds like we still have an emergency situation out there somewhere, so let's check it. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Andy?
Well, we still have delays on I-15 coming up on 53rd South. The crash at 33rd South is gone, although there's still a little bit of slowing in that area. 201 freeway getting back to the speed limit, but we've got a truck that's broken down and blocking one of the two lanes on northbound Redwood Road just before you get to I-80 in Salt Lake City, and traffic's backed up several blocks behind that. It's taken a while to get through that backup. Heather?
The delays are increasing on northbound US 89 as you come out of Layton and approach I-84 in South Weber. Haven't heard of a crash in that area. It is typical this time of the morning to have a little bit of delay around that interchange, but this is excessive right now. Southbound I-15, you're still pretty much at speed into downtown Salt Lake City, but you'll see a few brake lights from time to time around Beck Street. Eric.
I-80 through Parley's Canyon, no trouble this morning down Utah County. You got weather-related delays on I-15. You got very wet roads going through Linden, heading up to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. But the worst delays are still out in Eagle Mountain. We've had snowing pretty much throughout the morning and slowdowns on SR-73 all the way through town, starting at Eagle Mountain Boulevard and Pony Express Parkway. That's also very slow, trying to get out of Eagle Mountain going over to Saratoga Springs. Baby Animal Days at America West Heritage Center in Logan, March 28th through April 6th. Visit awhc.org. Baby Animals Day, join them for springtime. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like we'll have rain or snow off and on today and tomorrow with a high of 48. Right now, 39 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah is now one of the top three least affordable states to buy a home in the entire country.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is tracking the numbers.
If you compare Utah's median home price at the end of last year at more than $533,000 to the average Utah's income of just over $63,000, the only place is harder to afford a home than here are Hawaii and California. Of BestBrokers.com's top 10 least affordable states to buy a home, Western states took 9 of them. On the flip side, 9 of the most affordable states to buy a home are found in the Midwest, with North Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois leading the way. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A family says Salt Lake City needs to fix its sidewalks after a mother of 5 died when she crashed on an e-scooter Thursday night. Ashley Peck's family says she hit a buckle in the sidewalk, flew off, and hit her head. Her cousin Emilio Gonzalez tells KSL-TV the accident could have been prevented.
They are trying to promote that main street where the tracks are to be more pedestrian walkway. And I just think if they are trying to promote something like that, they should definitely fix sidewalks.
The scooters are supposed to be used on the road, but the family says that's impossible in some areas. The city released a statement saying this is a tragic incident, and the city is reviewing the circumstances related to the accident, but cannot comment further.
A Utah woman is stuck in war-torn Haiti because she says the State Department won't let her adopted kids into the U.S.
Erica Charles's adopted twins don't have passports, and that's keeping the door locked between them and the United States. Charles moved to Haiti more than a decade ago to do mental health volunteer work, and she's raised her two adopted girls all 6 years they've been alive. But the adoption agency has been ransacked before they were able to finalize the paperwork of Charles's kids. Now Charles tells KSL-TV the State Department hasn't given a clear path forward. She's been in touch with Utah Congressman John Curtis, who says he's been working to expedite her family's journey home. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Matter of fact, KSL-TV spoke with Erica Charles this weekend, and she says the violence in Haiti is the worst she's seen in 11 years.
The night that they broke open the prisons and were attacking the police stations, we finally grabbed our children and huddled down in a room on the floor.
Charles goes on to say leaving Haiti right now just is not an option.
The only option is to leave our kids behind. We can't leave our kids behind in a war.
She says her family is relying on prayer and mental health techniques to stay calm during the crisis.
Boeing's CEO and some other top company executives are stepping down. Boeing made the announcement this morning as the company continues to struggle with ongoing safety issues. CEO Dave Calhoun released a statement to media outlets saying he will continue to lead the company through the end of the year to help stabilize and position the company for the future.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The state of New York could start seizing former President Donald Trump's assets as soon as today if he fails to put up a $464 million bond.
Trump's son Eric yesterday called the $464 million bond amount unprecedented. Lawyers for the New York Attorney General are pushing back, offering multiple examples of bonds over $1 billion.
ABC's Perry Russum says the former president is right now at a New York courtroom as the judge is deciding if a new trial date will be set in a hush money case.
In fact, we're just looking up at the monitors. You can see the former president walking into the courtroom right now. there in New York. We'll continue to follow that. First look, traffic now takes us back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic is still backed up several areas. First of all, Redwood Road coming up on I-80. Only one of the two lanes is open, and so that's affecting a lot of drivers who try to go up towards North Temple. Foothills got delays up the east bench of Salt Lake City. I-15 at its slowest northbound in Linden. You've also got some slowing in Murray and SR-73. No improvement for eastbounders trying to get out of Cedar Valley and past Eagle Mountain over towards Redwood Road. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
New research highlights the growing depression rates for teens. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has the details.
19.5% of American teenagers reported having a major depressive episode sometime in the last year, compared to only 8.8% of American adults, according to data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. The data shows depression among teens has risen dramatically since 2011, reaching over 20% in 2021, while depression among adults has only risen slowly over the last 8 years.
We have an update now on the wrong way crash last week involving a military bus. Troopers say the man killed in the crash is 46-year-old Jason Musnick. The bus was carrying ROTC cadets from USU. Police are still investigating what happened before the crash.
This is an interesting connection. Free school lunch could be actually helping to reduce childhood obesity.
More schools are opting into free lunch programs, especially after the pandemic, and school lunch is proving to be much healthier than lunches brought from home. The community eligibility provision allows students in a school to get free breakfast and lunch if at least 40% of the student body qualify for the standard free lunch program. Researchers found that schools participating in the program had a 2.4% relative reduction in obesity compared to other schools. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Over the weekend, President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints dedicated the Red Cliffs, Utah Temple in St. George. It is the second temple in southern Utah and one of 28 temples dedicated under construction or being renovated here in Utah.
The number of senior-aged prisoners is rising in the U.S. and here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live with the details. Michael?
Tim, our state's correctional facilities weren't built around the need for a specialty or assisted living care that comes with old age.
It is a little heartbreaking and frustrating and difficult when we can't find community beds in assisted living facilities.
Now that's Mark Wissner. He's the director over Correctional Health Services. Security and health care really strain the department's resources. It's really difficult accommodating for older residents, but we can help by welcoming them back once they're released into the community. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Some delay spots in the commute have improved, but not SR-73 in Eagle Mountain. We'll check that and the rest of the commute just ahead.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
3 days only. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Utah State Fair Park. Hot tubs discounted 40 to 80% to the lowest possible price, starting at $29.99. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Everything must go. Free parking, free admission. You can't afford to miss this. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park. Visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
So we learned this morning that there are only two other states in the entire country where it's tougher to afford a home than Utah.
I would never have guessed that, Tim. I would have put us like in with the Midwestern states or something. No, we're expensive.
California and Hawaii.
Then us.
The other two, with the average being about $533,000 for a home.
That's just crazy.
It's a story I know that Dave and Dujanovic are going to be talking about coming up in their show, so be listening after 9 o'clock.
8:39, traffic and weather together, still emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Well, things have actually calmed down a lot in the Salt Lake Valley. In fact, we're back to the full speed limit on I-15 through Murray. The biggest delay right now is on Redwood Road going north towards I-80. Right before that I-80 on-ramp, the left lane is blocked by a big double dumper that's stuck in the left lane, and that's what's causing the backups. Heather?
No problems on I-15 or Legacy Parkway in Weber and Davis counties. But if you're northbound US 89, you still have some significant delays coming out of Layton toward the I-84 interchange in South Weber. That's really the only delay on a major freeway that I can see. Some of the city streets still have a bit of congestion, especially if you're out in Clinton, West Point, and Roy. Eric?
Down in Provo, it's a little bit congested now on 500 West, just north of Center Street. But the biggest delay spots in Utah County continue to be northbound I-15 through Linden and SR-73 in Eagle Mountain, which has been a problem spot all morning because of snow. That's slow for eastbounders. And Pony Express Parkway also slow trying to get out of Eagle Mountain this morning. Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free windstorm assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
The brunt of the storm has passed, but we are on the backside with cool northwest flow, creating for some rain, snow, showers today with a high of 48. Overnight, 33 with a chance for snow showers. Tomorrow, repeat performance. 48 the high with scattered rain, snow showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Just like the way he does it. Rain showers. It's mostly cloudy out there, 37 degrees.
Boy, I know that last game was tough, but my hat is off to the Utah State Aggies.
They had a season to be remembered,
what
for sure.
What a fantastic basketball season. We'll hear more from Sam Farnsworth, who talked to some of the Aggies in the locker room. That's just ahead on KSL.
Stay with us and remember to look for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news traffic and weather station. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Zero Res. Jake Stone back with us again. I think we all, Jake, and I know this was the way it was for me a couple of weeks ago when we had 70-some degrees.
Yeah.
It was nice just to open up the door, the windows, and feel that fresh air come in. You forget what you've been living in during the winter months, I think.
Totally. And it's definitely coming back, that springtime. And, you know, the time, the opportunity to get the carpets clean, to get the inside of our homes cleaned, it might be narrow just a little bit. So getting on the schedule soon is going to be crucial. We are filling up fast, especially with this offer. $25 per room. There is a four-room minimum, but it's $25 per room, as many rooms as you'd like to clean. And then also 25% off of all other surfaces like tile and grout, the upholstery. So you want to get on the schedule really soon.
One of the things that's always impressed me about Zero Res, Jake, is that it's environmentally friendly. So I know when my kids were toddlers and you guys were cleaning my carpets back then, too, I could trust. I could put them down on the carpet. It's not a problem.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the main things that kind of started the premise or the idea of why we created Zero Res in the first place, is all of the harsh chemicals and the soaps and detergents that we were putting into our carpet, this surface that we live on a regular basis, the surface that we change our baby's diapers on, that our pets are laying on all the time. And, you know, it's just not very healthy. And the bacteria and all the stuff that gathers because soap likes to attract. So that's why we switched away to our ZR water, where it's not going to attract afterwards. And it's not going to you know, have all of the bacteria and stuff in it after the fact. It cleans, and then it doesn't leave anything behind, and it allows your carpet to be like it was new.
But to take advantage of this deal, you need to do it today or tomorrow. One room clean starting at just $25. There is a four-room minimum. And then you can take 25% off all other services by using the promo code CLEANWEEK. Tell them how to do that right now if they want to, Jake.
Yep. Give us a call at 801-288-ZERO. So it's 801-288-ZERO, or go to ZeroRes.com.
Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
You love the feel behind the wheel.
You'll love the new 2024 Acura MDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring Into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 MDX only $589 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main. You'll love the new 2024 Acura RDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring Into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 RDX Super Handling All-Wheel Drive, only $459 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main.
Happy to tell you we're going to be broadcasting the Jazz game tonight. 7 o'clock, the Dallas Mavericks are in town. But why would you listen to it on the radio if you had a chance to sit lower bowl?
We have two tickets, two lower bowl tickets to tonight's game. You can text the word Jazz to 57500 and enter. But here is a second word.
Cuban, as in Mark Cuban, you know, the billionaire former owner of the Dallas Mavs. It's spelled C-U-B-A-N. Make sure you text that right now to 57500. KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Utah woman is stuck in war-torn Haiti since the State Department says she can't take her adopted girls back to the United States with her. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, Boeing's CEO and several other top company executives say they'll step down at the end of the year as the company continues to deal with safety issues.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Snowy conditions keeping you slow on SR-73 out by the ranches. We've got delays on Redwood up near I-80 because of a stalled semi. But the main freeways, other than a stretch in Linden to Pleasant Grove, are much improved now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
More spotted rain, snow, showers today with a high of 48. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 39 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump is in court in New York City for a hearing in the hush money case involving an adult actress. Today is also the deadline for him to secure a bond to pay the $464 million corporate fraud judgment, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Today's the deadline for Donald Trump to put up the full amount of the judgment in a bond so he can pursue his appeal. His attorneys have said that has proven to be practically impossible. For the moment, there's no telling what's going to happen next. The New York Attorney General might seek to begin the complicated process of having some of Trump's assets seized. But Trump is also hoping for a last-minute intervention by a state appeals court.
It's a major shakeup at embattled Boeing, the CEO leaving at the end of the year. Some other executives are also out amid high-profile safety incidents. And L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani says he'll speak to reporters today. It'll be the first time since his interpreter was fired after being questioned about money taken from Ohtani's account. This is ABC News.
Let's go in depth here and talk about Utah State's amazing run in not just the NCAA tournament, but for the entire year. It did end with a loss to Purdue.
The Aggies just blew away preseason expectations, but KSL sports anchor Sam Farnsworth says there was plenty of raw emotion in the locker room dealing with the end of their magical run.
I don't think a lot of people thought Utah State would actually win this game. I mean, they were a double-digit underdog going into the contest, and they got to see firsthand what a true championship contending team looked like in action. But there's still always that dream that March can be magical, that the season can last at least one more weekend, which is part of the reason why the emotions in the locker room were so raw after the game.
I'm just proud of this team. We've accomplished so much to be picked ninth in the Mountain West Conference and to be make it to the second round regardless of the ending of this game. We've accomplished more than anybody thought we ever could.
It just sucks to go out like this, you know? Like, we ain't gonna beat this bad all year. And in a big stage, you wanna make everyone proud. And, in a way, you feel like you let everyone down. But then you have to come back to reality and remember, like, we've done a lot of good stuff this season, and it has to be cherished, you know?
You know, it was hard loss, but, you know, Coach has talked about how, you know, we proved a lot of people wrong.
The result wasn't the way we would have liked, but that's an incredible Purdue team. If any team plays like that, you know, you expect them to win the national championship. I don't see a team beating them.
Change. It's the nature of college sports. Rosters are rarely the same from one year to the next, and that will be the case with this Utah State squad. The relationships, though, that were built together during this conference championship season are relationships that will last.
With college sports, no team is ever the same year after year. What will you remember best about this group?
I'll remember the laughs. You know, we had so many funny people on this team, and, you know, you guys just see it out on the court. You know, us playing hard, diving on the ball, but, man, we got so many characters in here. You know, great people, all great individuals, and, you know, we love to laugh and joke around with each other, so I'll definitely remember that. The relationships that we have made this year are going to last us a lifetime, and it's going to take a little bit of effort sometimes, but I believe it, and I love these guys.
And I'm just grateful for this team. Like, we stamped ourselves in history. And I hope that everyone really appreciates that because, you know, this doesn't happen every year.
You know, I love that lesson that the most important thing you take away from any accomplishment is the relationships you make along the way.
And so many times, we talk about sports as if it's all about what happens on the court, wins and losses. Mm-hmm. But more often than not, it's about what it means to your life. Relationships developed and those friendships that'll last a lifetime and the memories that you just can't buy.
I love that.
And, you know, the camaraderie that you find in the locker room really is what leads to some of that success on the court. And it's clear that's what happened here with the Aggies.
Appreciate Sam Farnsworth's report on the in-depth at 15 and 45.
All right, let's see what's happening on the roads out there. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Is it getting any better, Andy?
It is on the main corridor, I-15, back to the speed limit from Draper to Salt Lake. It's Redwood that's got the delay right now coming up to a stalled truck blocking a lane on Redwood just before I-80 in Salt Lake City's west side. Mountain View, Bacchus Highway have all improved a lot. And coming out of Tooele County, no more slowdowns on I-80 near Saltaire. Heather?
US 89 has your longest stretch of delays now northbound trying to get to I-84 interchange in South Weber. But you're also going to see some backups on 5600 South and Roy. That's all heading eastbound between 3500 and 1900 west. But that appears to be easing at the moment. Haven't seen too many delays all morning long southbound I-15, which has most of our traffic trying to get between Ogden and Salt Lake. Eric?
We still got snow falling, and we can see it in the camera out in Eagle Mountains, SR-73 at Ranches Parkway, and that's been the problem all morning long. SR-73 very slow throughout the whole span of Eagle Mountain Ranch. Pony Express Parkway, that's also slow trying to get out of there to get over to Saratoga Springs. I-15, at least in Utah County, starting to improve, but some brake tapping still through Linden as you approach the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit on the northbound side. Zero Res, get one room cleaned starting at just $25 with a four-room minimum and 25% off all other services. Use promo code CLEANWEEK. Zero Res. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with cold, unstable northwest flow. That means rain, snow, showers today with a high of 48. Tomorrow, 48, same deal, rain, snow, showers. We'll dry out on Wednesday, partly cloudy, 55. It's short-lived. We got another chance for showers with a high of 60 on Thursday. Mostly cloudy Friday and Saturday, both with highs in the upper 50s. Then 61 for Easter Sunday with a slight chance for some showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
39 degrees in the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
There are products that offer up to a 20% upfront bonus just for opening an account and up to 12% per year for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I've heard from other advisors saying this is too good to be true. No, it's not. We are one of the few who can offer products like these because we're independent. We're not registered with a broker-dealer who tells us what we have to sell, and we don't have to answer to a board of directors who prioritize shareholders over clients. So, is an upfront bonus up to 20% and 12% per year growth for income too good to be true? For most advisors, yes, but not Trajan Wealth. The fact that many of our clients come from other financial advisors is a testament to our value. Experience the Trajan Wealth difference for yourself. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
This portion of the news brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors.
And also brought to you by Dominion Energy's ThermWise program. Their experts help you save money. Start now at ThermWise.com.
They say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. You may not have that kind of time for weatherization, energy efficiency, and appliance rebates, but we do. Dominion Energy's ThermWise program has experts who know where and how to save money. They help homeowners and businesses find simple ways to conserve natural gas and rebates through upgrades that may help to save even more. We put our energy into helping you conserve it, so you can spend your 10,000 hours becoming an expert in what matters to you. Start with a home energy plan at ThermWise.com.
Save up to 20 cents off per gallon using Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Find a Sinclair station, store amenities, purchase history, and enjoy a simple, secure way to pay for fuel. Download the free app.
Introducing Peach Doors and Windows. Are you ready to upgrade your home with stunning new doors, but you're like me and you're just overwhelmed with how to begin? Well, at Peach, experience the luxury of custom-made doors that are tailored specifically for you. It's not just about looks, it's about durability, it's about security to protect what matters most. Fiberglass, energy-efficient aluminum, custom oversized glass doors, and so much more. Let Peach help you find the perfect match for your home, budget, and of course, your personal style. Visit the showrooms. No pushy sales tactics, only guidance from their very experienced staff. No inflated markups, just to offer so-called discounts. Amazing home transformations begin with windows and doors. Serving Logan all the way to St. George. Just Google Peach Building Products and see it all for yourself.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Just time to see how the markets are doing this morning. And they're in the red. The Dow down about 120. That's 0.3%. The S&P is down 10. The NASDAQ off 32.
Slowing continues on Foothill Drive and SR-73 coming out of Eagle Mountain. We'll check it next on KSL.
This hour, Utah's Morning News has been brought to you by Zero Res, and that means Jake Stone's back with us again. Before we get to this fantastic spring deal you have, you often refer to our carpet, Jake, as the biggest filter in our home, but you also refer to our air ducts as the lungs of our house. Explain that.
Yeah, so when we're thinking of whole home health and we're trying to make sure that everything is clean and healthy for ourselves, the air ducts are like the lungs, meaning whatever the lungs are doing, it's going to impact everything else in our home. If our air ducts are dirty, everything else in our home is often going to get dirty very quickly, whether it's our countertops or our end tables or our carpet or really whatever else that's in there, including our own health, right? Our lungs. And so getting those air ducts cleaned is going to have a massive impact on the rest of everything else. So cleaning them is huge. And then also everything else, getting the carpets cleaned. It's the largest filter in your home. It's going to impact the air quality in your home. They go hand in hand. Getting your carpets cleaned and your air ducts cleaned are going to help the other stay clean. So it's a really unique situation.
Are air ducts included in the special today and tomorrow, that 25% off special?
Yep, 25% off all other surfaces. So all other surfaces is everything that is a surface besides carpet. So carpet's the $25 per room with the four-room minimum and 25% off of all other surfaces. So that's tile, that's upholstery, that's if you have LVP, this is something that's somewhat new to our cleaning arsenal, is we clean LVP. So all of those surfaces would be 25% off.
Wow, a lot of help there for your spring cleaning. Get it started today by going to ZeroRes.com. Or Jake, they can call 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-ZERO.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio. 8:59, traffic and weather sponsored by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, traffic clear on I-15 through Salt Lake County, but you've still got some delay on I-80 out by Lake Point. Now the westbound traffic is backing up right at the Lake Point exit with a little bit of slowing on the eastbound side as well. Everywhere else in the Salt Lake Valley, though, after really rough traffic on the West Belt, Bangor, Mountain View, those are all moving much better now. Heather?
No accidents reported in Weber and Davis counties, but we do have a few areas of slowing, especially southbound 15 from Beck Street toward downtown Salt Lake. US 89 is the worst congestion. That is northbound, trying to get onto the I-84 interchange, and a little bit of slowdowns on 5600 South in Roy. Eric?
Still slow getting out of Eagle Mountain. SR 73 because of snow has been at a standstill for much of the time for Eagle Mountain drivers and Pony Express Parkway. That's also slow trying to get over to Saratoga Springs. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
48 today, 40% chance. 48 tomorrow with a 60% chance. Right now, mostly cloudy, 39 downtown.
Utah is the third most expensive state in the country for the price of buying a home. More coming up next with Dave and Dujanovic.